And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I've asked Larry and Lenora to join me. Now, they've been on the show before, and if you know anything about my guests, they're just great people. One of the things that strikes me about Larry, and I don't think I've ever physically met Larry face to face. I've interviewed him on this radio show. I've talked to him before. He's the guy that actually introduced me to a place called the Red Sea. We might talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Larry is a guy that shares a passion that I share. And I found out just before we came onto the show that he's been in a situation where he's not been able to do what he enjoys to do in life. I've been in the exact same situation. Well, I'm talking about scuba diving, of course. I mean, why else would you tune into the show? Oh, you tuned in because you want to hear about real estate and you want to hear about how Larry and Lenora have retired themselves with real estate. Let me do this. Let me bring Larry and Lenora onto the show. Now, Lenora, you're going to have to be the coach here. You're going to have to keep Larry and I under control. Otherwise, this whole show is going to be about scuba diving. Oh, and by the way, welcome back to the show, you guys.
Thank you. And I'll do my best.
So, Larry,
I'm hard to control sometimes.
I hear you, man. So you just want to, we could do this. We could take over the whole show and we could just talk about scuba diving. You want to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, you don't need me then. So.
Oh, wait a minute. We need Lenora because she's part of the team here. So, okay. All right. We're going to shift gears. And here's what I'm going to share with the audience. I'm going to share with them something that you guys shared with me. And I think this is beautiful. Larry told Lenora that he would probably never be able to retire due to the ever-increasing expenses associated with travel for great scuba diving. So Lenora, she went to work. She decided that she was going to find a way to retire Larry sooner rather than later so that they could live carefree, retired together. So you guys want to fill in the story there? What's going on with that backstory there?
That backstory is when I was 49, I had a husband die. And each of us had worked, like many of everybody out there, long hours out of town. If I was in town, he was out of town, and vice versa. Sometimes we'd be together on the weekend, and sometimes he was in the oil industry. Sometimes he was gone for 3 months to 6 months at a time overseas. And I had a lucrative job, and so I stayed here and worked. And we were just getting to the point. He had turned 65 and beginning to think about retirement. And he came down with something known as an orphan disease. Not that many people have it. Not many people know about it. And within 2.5 years, he had died. So, and actually at the time, I didn't think I would remarry because I just wouldn't find anybody else like this man or even close to this man. And after about a year, almost 3 years, a neighbor called and wanted me to go on a blind date with Larry. And the only reason I agreed was because she said it would be the four of us, the friend, her husband, Larry, and me. And we went and we started talking about places we'd traveled and places we'd worked and a lot of other things. And we hit it off right off the bat. Neither one of us had any expectations when we went to that dinner. And maybe that's why it worked out so well. We weren't trying to impress. And actually, ever since that dinner, we have been together. We've been a couple ever since that dinner. And then after Larry told me he didn't think he'd ever be able to retire, I thought, there's some way, and I'm going to find it. I happened to be out running errands and listening to talk radio, and one of the Lifestyles Unlimited shows was airing. At this time, it happened to be about single-family houses. And I thought, well, you know what? I can do that. and I could get to the point that Larry could retire, and then we could both do it for a few years, and then we're set. We'll have income, a passive stream of income for the rest of our life.
Well, for me, I spent a lot of years never married. I could never find the right person. It seemed like I always picked the wrong person to be with. I could say I went with a lot of drama queens, you know, and it just never worked out. And finally, one day, a guy I was working with, I had invited me over to his house to work on his computer. And his wife says, you know, you need to meet my next door neighbor. I'm like, okay. And she was like, well, let's go on a date, you know, and you can meet her and get to know her. And I was like, great, a blind date, you know. Yeah. Anyway, I agreed to do it, and we went. And whenever I met Lenora, she was like totally different than anybody else I'd met. And like she said, we just hit it off from the very beginning, and everything just worked out great from there.
So how long had the two of you been married?
So I will tell you, we've been together since 2007. Due to medical insurance laws and regulations, we actually didn't legally marry until last year.
Don't you love how the government does stuff to mess up romance?
Oh, I know. Oh, it didn't mess up our romance. It just wasn't legal.
So, oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you correcting that record, because it did come off like I said something very contrary to what you guys have. So let's get into the real estate. Why Lifestyles Unlimited? I know, Lenora, you were retired when you met Larry. Larry, you weren't retired, and you were hanging out with all the wrong women and finally found the right woman. How did Lifestyles Unlimited get into the mix here?
Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, well, like Lenora mentioned, she heard of one of the Lifestyles radio broadcasts and suggested that we go to one of the meetings. And me being as skeptical as I am, and the fact that I had tried real estate once before and it didn't work out, I was real skeptical about it and figured it was just going to be another one of these scam events. But I agreed to go with her, and with the idea of I'd point out to her where the scam was, you know. And so we went to one of the Lifestyles event, and, you know, Dell, of course, was talking, and he came across to me as somebody that was really honest and really telling it like it was. So for once, I actually didn't listen to what he had to say. And as he explained stuff about it, one of the things he brought up was about debt and leverage. And to me, that was a new concept, because I had always considered debt as being bad, something you wanted to avoid, you stayed out of it, you got out of debt as soon as you could. But he explained how with leverage, you could actually make debt work for you and make money. And to me, that was the big light bulb moment. And that turned me around from, you know, being against the whole concept. And the fact that everybody there that we talked to was real honest and open. And like they pointed out, everybody will show you their, you know, finances and what's going on with them. And it was all individual different leads and deals. It wasn't like this company was the one managing everything and you got to go with them. You actually have your own decision about who you want to invest with. And that all sounded really good to me.
Kind of sounds like it takes the scam out of the equation.
Oh, yeah, it did immediately. As soon as I understood that, it went away.
So, I mean, what were you thinking that it was going to be? I mean, do you recall?
Well, I figured it's like most things, you know, you go to them and, you know, for this amount of money, you get to this level, and you invest this more money, you buy these DVDs, and, you know, more money you can do this with them and stuff, you know.
Oh, I've been to that seminar.
Yeah. I figured that's what it was, one of these types of deals. So.
And you found that it wasn't. You found that the information that was conveyed to you was straight shooting information that nobody else had bothered to share with you.
Yeah. It came across as a totally different type of organization that I didn't even know even existed, you know. I didn't even know there's any of this type of thing out there.
Yeah, you pay
your membership fee, and then you have access to all their online educational courses, to their monthly case studies, to their monthly education road trips and acquisition road trips, and, you know, any of the other events that are going on. We live in Katy, and we've been to a couple of the neighborhood meetup groups out here, and, you know, passes and leads get together and exchange information and talk about what may be on the horizon. And it gets to be a personal relationship as well as a business relationship.
Now, you guys own more than one little single family house. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. Yes.
Except for a house we live in, we don't own any single family house.
Oh, so what do you own?
We're into the multifamily, into the apartment building.
We are partners in currently 60, let me see, I've got this written down, I had to write it down, 60 apartment partnerships, and it is 7,206 doors.
You guys must be really busy collecting rent from all those properties.
We're fortunate to have had that number of investments in partnerships because during the pandemic, only about 20% of our holdings were able to continue distributions. But that 20% did cover all of our expenses. And especially after about 2 years, a few more came back online. And then in this past year, a few more. And then this year, a few more. And now some of the yield plays we invested in late last year and early this year are beginning to pay distributions as well.
So the pandemic was a little bit difficult for you guys, but it didn't put you in a situation where you had to go back to work.
No, not by a long shot.
Not even close.
It did not impact. I mean, we live a modest lifestyle, but it did not impact our lifestyle. And in fact, right now we're paying for 2 grandchildren's college education, and we were able to continue that through the pandemic.
You know, those college degrees are not cheap.
They are not.
Yeah, I actually did some research on it, and I want to say like the median cost for a 4-year college in the United States is somewhere in the neighborhood of like $400,000.
I would say that's pretty close. The first grandchild went to a state school for her bachelor's and then to a private school for her master's. And yeah, it's not far off.
Okay. And you guys covered that. I think that's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, how many people can literally just write a check for $500,000 and give it away to somebody that they love? Larry and Lenora, that's who can do it. When we come back from the break, more from them.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I am joined by Larry and Lenora, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And we decided at the break, the three of us decided, and Rick was there, Rick, my producer, he was there. He was making sure that we weren't going to do anything crazy. We decided that we were going to kind of shift the focus of the show away a little bit from real estate, you know, from the traditional real estate focused show that I do. And we're just going to get into Larry and Lenora's life, because at the end of the day, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you join a community. You join a community of like-minded individuals. And within that community, you're going to make friends. Now, even if you're somebody that doesn't like to make friends, you're still going to make friends. You can't help but make friends in the Lifestyles Unlimited community. Larry, Lenora, what are your thoughts on our community?
They are fabulous folks. They are. You can walk up to anybody, say hello, introduce yourself, tell them where you're from, and say, you know, I'm a passive. Do you pass investing? If they're a lead, we'll say, oh, you know, where's your interest lie? And you can just talk about it for, you know, half an hour or so, and you've gathered valuable information for your investment-making decisions. We'll tell you one episode. I went up to a man in middle age. He was just sitting there, and he was in a suit and a tie, and, you know, not something you see a whole lot at our case studies. And he kind of looked like he was from out of town. So I got up, and I went over, and I was chatting with him. He said, "Oh, you must be the meet and greeter." And I said, "No." But we talked, and at the very next, oh, and then after, later on, there was a gathering at Dell's house, and I introduced this man to a lead that was in the initial standing play stages of acquiring a set of apartments. And at the next expo, the man from the case study hunted me down, and he said, "I just have to tell you, I got into that deal because you introduced me to that lead. It is my first deal." And he was jubilant, and it just made me feel so good.
I know. I'm sitting here thinking, wow, that's amazing. You made a connection for somebody, and you what did they pay you for that? I mean, you had to be compensated. Nothing.
They paid me with their joy.
With their joy, and you did it out of the goodness of your heart.
Yes. I just thought, wow, I did that.
You know, I think it's amazing. Is our community is filled with a bunch of people just like you that are willing to. It's amazing. I've been touched, but well, let's say it in a different way. I have been the recipient of great information. I have been the recipient of people that come up to me with a warm, caring handshake. I have been welcomed into the community, and it's people like you that make it a warm welcome for me to step into, because I'm one of these guys, like the guy you described, that might be over in the corner kind of going, "I'm not sure what I've gotten myself into." And then you walk over and you extend your hand and you give me a greeting. And I realize, you know what? This isn't the crazy cult following that I thought I was stepping into.
Right. And this man happened to have flown in from Ohio for this meeting.
So really?
He had come a long way, yes. He had come in for this meeting, and I think there was a 2-day on the weekend, and he was staying over for that. Yes,
that is amazing. And but this is typical of what happens at Lifestyles Unlimited events, is it not?
Yes. And actually, I think this happened to Larry. A woman came up to him the second year at Expo, and said, after hearing him speak, I think we were on the passive panel, she said, "You inspired me so much, I went out and I did X number of deals." And it's then when you realize it doesn't take a whole lot to make a difference.
That's one of the things that we see a lot, is that people come to the events and they see, you know, you got to go be a lead, you got to go do all this work and stuff, and people don't realize they can do it just as a passive. And being on the passive panel, you know, I presented myself. They asked me if I wanted to be a lead, and I said, no, I did not. I did not want to do the work. I really respect those that do, and I really appreciate them, but I just wanted to be a passive. And that inspired this woman that she could just be a passive. She didn't have to jump in wholeheartedly and try to be a lead and run an apartment. So she
Oh,
really
so in her mindset, that, she actually thought that was the route she had to take.
Right.
Yes.
And you guys were able to set her straight.
Well Larry did.
More inspired than set her straight.
But it's really the community. I mean we could raise our hands and we could say I did that, but at the end of the day, we did that as a collective.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we've always appreciated from the time we've been there, is how many honest, straightforward people there are that we've met and has helped us. And so we just take it on ourselves to try to help others and stuff. Not anything official, anything to do with Lifestyle. We just do it on our own to try to do like what Dell says, to help pay back what's been given to us.
Do you like the fact that Dell will actually remove people from our membership when they do things that are illegal, immoral, or unethical?
A resounding yes.
Yes. I like that too. I do like that, because for me, it keeps our community pure. That's what I think. What do you guys think?
It keeps it clean. Yes.
Clean. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about scuba diving. Lenora, is it okay? Can we talk
yes,
a little bit about scuba?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, do you scuba, Lenora?
I have scuba dived. I earned my certification, and I went 4 or 5 times, and then I started having sudden onset vertigo. at home, and I just decided that was not a good thing to combine with scuba diving.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Now.
Yeah.
She's also been snorkeling with whales besides scuba diving.
Oh, yes. That's... I did go snorkeling with gray whales, Larry?
No, humpbacks.
Humpback whales, yes, in their nursery and breeding grounds. I went with Larry down on the Silver Banks north of Dominican Republic, north of the Dominican Republic. And it was,
you know, I was going to guess, and I was going to say somewhere outside of Mexico, but you're all the way down the Dominican Republic, huh?
Yes.
What's that like? What's it like to swim with a mammal that is, well, a little bit bigger than you are?
I would say amazingly terrifying.
Really?
the females are like 30 feet long. The males are 50 feet long. And they weigh 2,000 pounds, a ton a foot is approximately what they weigh.
Wow.
But Larry will tell you differently.
Another trip I was on in the Pacific diving with humpback whales, it was actually just, again, on snorkeling because you don't want to blow bubbles around the whales. So I free dove down about 15 feet, and this female came up to me about 10 feet away from me and had her eye looking directly at me. And just followed me as we went up through the water. And you just feel the intelligence that they had as she was observing me the same as I was observing her.
That is cool to be so close to something so enormous that's alive also.
Yeah. Well, yeah. One other time I've got a film of this baby. It was probably only 25 foot long. And it was come down. It came up to get a breath of air and turned and saw me and come swim directly at me and just came and swam right past me and stuff.
I've got to ask you, Larry, there are people listening to our show that want to get involved with scuba diving, that also want to get involved with real estate investing. When they start making their money with the real estate, what are your top three scuba diving destinations that they should aspire to travel to?
Well, first of all, the Caribbean is great to go to, you know, Cozumel and around in there and the other islands. This is because it's so close to us here out of Houston, we can get to fairly quickly. It's got really good diving. It's a good place to start getting experience in doing. And then the top place in the world is like we said before, the Red Sea. You think of the Red Sea as being kind of, you know, murky since it's closest to Suez Canal, but it's really super clear, has a lot of coral. In fact, out of a place called Hurghada, you can get on these boats. They have glass bottoms on them. You can just drive around on them and look at the coral and fish. And then to me, one of the top places is Micronesia in the Pacific, around Borneo, Indonesia, the Philippines, that area right in through there, Sipadan. That is just fantastic. It has the greatest biodiversity of any place on the planet.
All right, Lenora, when Larry's underneath the water, what are you doing?
Well, the last time we went together, I dived some, and then I would still go out on the boat. So I was out on the water with them and help them when they came, help them get their gear on and gear off as they went diving and came back up. And, you know, the boat had a canopy over it. So, you know, it's just very pleasant and peaceful being out there on the boat.
Yeah, especially once all the scuba divers get in the water, you got the whole boat to yourself, huh?
Pretty much. Me and the captain and one or two people for the crew. So.
Yeah, and then you just kind of drift with the divers, right, and wait for them to surface, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're,
it's very peaceful.
A lot
so
of the dive trips I went on was live aboard diving boat, where all you do is eat, sleep, and dive. We would make like six or seven dives during the day and then move to another spot for the next day and make another six or seven dives, make night dives, just do nothing but eat and dive. And to me, those were fantastic trips.
Yeah, and you're speaking my language now, because that's exactly the type of trip I want to take next. What does it cost to take a trip like that?
Oh, I don't know what the costs are now. They vary. I went to the Galapagos, and I think that trip cost me $10,000.
But that was quite some time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where does the money come from to, you know, indulge in these $10,000 trips?
At that time, I was working. It was coming out of my income.
What?
but you see, I didn't do like other people, you know. I rented a house. I didn't buy a house. I drove used cars. I didn't have kids to have to invest in. I worked plenty of overtime. I worked, 50, 60 hours a week and spent my money on diving. Now we're retired, and we've got this income coming in. I don't have to work to get it. That's one of the things that the real estate has done for us, is given us this financial freedom not to have to worry about what stuff costs for us. We're still pretty frugal. We don't just waste our money or, do frivolous stuff. But if stuff comes up, our problem is just paying for it, not how we're going to get the money for it. Like one of the things here in the hurricane, our fence in the backyard blew down. We've got some damage on our roof. We're going to have our roof replaced. Well, we're not worried about how we're going to get this money. Do we have to do about something this week for the next paycheck? Our biggest problem is just dealing with the people to come do the work. We don't have to worry about actually paying for it.
We took our eldest granddaughter the summer between her junior and senior year. She wanted to visit Italy, so we took a 17-day tour of Italy with her, and we flew business class there and back. And it was wonderful. It was just wonderful.
What does it cost to go to Italy for 17 days and fly business class on top of it? It's got to be more than $100.
Oh, it's about $15,000 a person.
$15,000 per person?
Yes, that includes the airfare.
And how many people went?
Three of us.
So essentially, you spent what some people earn in an entire year to go to Italy, and you had a great time, right?
We had a wonderful time. We ate all the gelato we could.
Did you really?
We did.
And were you worried about where the money was coming from?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Because you guys have fixed that problem. You fixed it with real estate, right?
Yes. We would not have been able to do it otherwise without our real estate income.
I think it's amazing the lifestyle that the two of you have created. I know your backstory. I know we didn't get too deep into the actual storyline and things like that. But what I want to convey to the audience is that no matter where you are starting from, no matter what your situation is, you can become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and you can get the same kind of results that Larry and Lenora have achieved. I mean, you two have seen many people achieve the same type of results that you've achieved, have you not?
We have. We have seen people do better than we have.
Better?
And, oh, yes. And, we shout for them. I think it's fabulous. And they may have had more funds to deploy than we did, or they may have had better returns on more deals. But the point is, after you reach a certain point, as Dell says, it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle. And Larry and I are very happy with our lifestyle. We wake up each morning and we can decide what is it we're going to do today. And if we decide, hey, we want to go to so-and-so for about 3 days, we can lock up the house, make reservations, and we're off. It's the freedom. It's the freedom of the lifestyle.
It's the control that you have over your life now, right?
Right.
Yes.
We've done it as passives, and some of the people we've seen do it better than us have been the ones that have been the leads, because a lead makes more percentage of return off the apartments than the passives do. But on the other hand, they've got to do all the work. But in the long run, they make more money. We've just chosen to just be passive, and we're quite satisfied with the amount of money we've made.
And you still have achieved the lifestyle that you've wanted to achieve, and you're living that lifestyle, and you're enjoying that lifestyle. I got to say thank you very much to the two of you for coming on the show and sharing your story. I know you've made a difference in somebody's life. Somebody heard something that you said today, and it's going to change their life, and they're going to do the following. They're going to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When they get there, they're going to sign up for a free workshop. When they sign up for the free workshop, they're actually going to attend that free workshop. And when they attend that free workshop, their eyes are going to be opened like your eyes were opened, and they're going to become members like you, and their journey will begin. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.